Well, good morning. As I reach for my glasses, have you ever, I think I got too many glasses in here. They're all hooked together. Isn't that something? Have you ever trained for an athletic event? Or maybe been in training? Some of you are like, I'm not an athlete. I'm not into that sports stuff. But maybe you've been a marching band, or in a band or a choir, or maybe you've just like, I need to walk. I need to walk a little farther. Because you know what? If you don't walk at all and you sit in a chair all day long, pretty soon you know you're not going to be able to get from here to the door. So you can relate to all those kinds of things. And some will be a little bit easier to relate. You know, Paul talks about sports in his messages. So, we train, we practice, sometimes we do it for our personal well-being, and sometimes we do it because there is an event, a contest that is coming up. But when you're training to increase your endurance. As we're in the midst of the winter months, you know, if you're an athlete or you're just some person that likes to walk down and get the mail, it's harder in the wintertime. And we lose our muscle tone. And we lose some of our endurance. But we have to train. And sometimes the weights cause the resistance for weight training against it. And sometimes just the mere lifting our feet and running or walking or lifting or causes that resistance. But it strengthens us. And so with that in mind, I wanted to kind of get your mindset in place as we look to Romans chapter 5. We'll be reading verses 1 through 5. This is our primary scripture. We'll have one other as a summation at the end. But we're going to read Romans 1 through 5. And then we're going to step through it and look at the application. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Now, these next three verses, 3 through 5, is where we'll spend most of our time today. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Let's get back to verse 3. And let's see what we can learn as he packs this information together. As you remember, this New Testament is written in Greek, and sometimes when you look at a language from one language to the other, one word in one language might take 5 words in another language to explain. And so in this word tribulation, it has other words that could be placed there. Tribulation, affliction, distress, persecution. But it comes from a word that means to press or to squeeze. To press or to squeeze. You know, if you have an affliction, an illness, it affects you. And you feel that stress, that pressure, that squeezing. If you have a tribulation, as it were, something challenging you, something puts you in distress, some persecution, it's kind of like running uphill, lifting that weight, walking after having walked a long time. It is pushing against you. You feel that pressure. that squeezing. Maybe it's in your lungs. Maybe it's your legs. Maybe it's your emotions. Sometimes the outside forces that we have nothing to do with put pressure on us. And then we, in turn, put more pressure on ourselves. But Paul says that he glories in that. Well, that's kind of hard to take and to understand. So that affliction, the glory in, that distress, that persecution, in that tribulation, in that thing squeezing you, adding to pressure to you. And we are told a lot of times when they use this word, it's the more severe things. You know, sometimes we whine about things that are not much that we should be whining about. But there are some things that are serious and of consequence, and they pressure us. And Paul's like, he glories in those things. If you ever went through training, whether it's running or walking, you find if you do it more, it becomes easier. And it prepares you for that bigger contest. You might say, I'm going to be in a contest to run a marathon. Some of you might say, I'll never do that. I don't know that's something I'll ever do either. But if you think about it, you wouldn't start out running all 23 miles. I think that's the list. You would start out in smaller chunks. And so you become training for those things that will come along that are harder. But why glory in these things? Because it produces perseverance. Perseverance is the word in the New King James, and your translation notes might say the word endurance. In other words, there are patience, steadfastness. But I like endurance. You're building up your endurance. Because as God takes you through things, you increase your endurance to deal with life throws at you. Life is going to throw you challenges. I remember in high school when I was training for football, when I was young, I went into the practices and they'd have something called two-a-days, which means intense practice before the season practice, I guess you would call it. I was unprepared. And I would run my hardest to the point that I had like a heat exhaustion. I lost like 10 pounds. Now today, 10 pounds would not be as big a deal to me. But then I weighed 135 pounds, sometimes 125 pounds. I lost 10 pounds in a day because I sweated out. I pushed myself so hard and it made me sick. So by the time I got to my junior, senior year, I'm like, oh, I'm not going to do this because I got myself 6 2 years in a row from that. So I started training ahead of time to get ready. And so by the time the coach says, oh, take a lap, I'm like, oh, that's no big deal. Take 2 laps. Oh, that's no big deal. Because I had been training to run several miles. Now, it was only like 2.5, but that's still several, right? Today, that'd be a lot. But I had trained and be prepared. And so God prepares us for the big challenges of life. And sometimes we might need to go into battle on His behalf to reach the lost, help somebody in need. But if we haven't exercised those muscles of faith and of trust, we're going to get exhausted. We don't have the endurance. But He prepares us. And life, we're going to have challenges. But He prepares us. He uses that one to prepare us for the next thing. But it produces endurance. So you can see how this is relating to the training concept. That thing that squeezes us, that pushes against us, that we resist against, creates endurance. And it goes on, verse 4, and perseverance, or endurance, character. That produces character. Now that's kind of a hard one to get our hands around. Character. Your translation notes, if you're in the New King James Bible, say, our proved character. Proven character. It's an approval that you've been through the test and you come through on the other side. Imagine that you're running a race. And you're almost there. You've went around the track 4 times. You've almost completed the mile. And then you're like, oh, I quit. You've trained and maybe endured all the way up to crossing that line. But you just didn't finish. You haven't proven anything except that you quit. And you quit just shy of the goal. It reminds me back to that two-a-day things, that intense practice. I remember people quitting, and they only had a couple days more to go. And it's like, oh, have you not watched, these reality shows. I can't believe some people do these things in front of everybody on TV. But they'll get in those shows, and they only got to go another 10 minutes, another day, or just a little bit farther. You're like, why'd you quit? You would have got done and got your certificate. No. But see, character, it's approved character, meaning I completed the course. I completed the task. Think of it. It's like going through all the stresses of a class and you get right up to the fact and you've even started taking the test and you give up and don't even turn it in. It's like, see, you've been tested and approved. That's the character. Have you ever seen people's life and you look at them over time, and life has produced somebody of strong character? It's approved. They've been through life. They've been through marriages. It's kind of like talking to somebody that's married 50 years and getting advice from them. There's an approval there. They've been tried and tested versus somebody that's been married, 3 months. They got a lot of opinions, but it's not really tested yet. You think about David and that concept of he was sent out in a battle. He was going to take on Goliath, and Saul, the king, said, hey, take my armor. He didn't want to take Saul's armor because he had not tested it. It wasn't approved. He didn't know what it worked, but the thing he had tested and approved was what? His slingshot. He knew, I guess it wasn't a slingshot, I think that's with the rubber band, his sling. He knew how to do that. That was approved. That was tested. He knew how to make its mark. And so through these challenges of life, when we persevere, we gain that endurance, we cross the finish line and we say, I got victory over that thing. God gave me the victory over that thing. I've got the endurance that if I stick it out, I used to couldn't get a mile. But then I found I got myself to a mile and a half. Then I couldn't get a mile and a half. I got myself to 2 miles. And you keep building on that endurance. You get to the point where you can run that marathon of life. But if I don't go the first mile, the first half mile, and complete it, and all I do is complain about how sore it is and how difficult it is, I won't get there. But if I get there, I build off of that, and what does that do for me? I have that character. I have that confidence. And that gives me, verse 4, hope. Hope. Because I know that if I have run in the contest, the mile, that when I get in the next contest and it requires a mile of me, I know I can run it. That's the character. But it also gives me hope that I can run even farther. Because I have confidence now that God will run it with me. Verse 5, now hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. But see, some get stuck. They don't make it through the cycle. They don't come maybe to the point of the character part because they quit before they got there, or they get stuck in the victim. They get stuck being the victim and miss out on the victory. You know, God brings us through some things, and we need to live in the victory and not live in the victimness. You might have grown up with a hard childhood, and that's affected you. But you don't have to live the victim. If God's brought you through, live in the victory and celebrate the victory. Acknowledge the victory, and then take that victory as a test that succeeded, that God brought you through, that He made a difference. Don't let people take you back into the victimness. Sometimes you might want to rejoice being the victim. We need to rejoice in being in the victory. Because it breaks the chain. I've endured to the victory. And then that's built my character. That's built my confidence. That's enhanced my hope. But if I keep living as the victim, where's my hope? Got to get past it. You can't ever have the challenges before your front, just like Abraham when he buried his wife. He asked for a place to bury her, so a place that was not ever before him to be reminded of it. Live in the victory. When God gives you victory over an illness, take it. Thank the Lord. Gives you strength and encouragement for the next one. Unless you keep going back and say, I'm still the victim. Take the victory. Let it work out the whole process. You know, some people, they put it all on the line in some of those races and those track runs. And when they're all done, what do? They throw up on the sides. They've run so hard, they throw up on the side. They don't go back and take that vomit with them. They leave the vomit behind. Don't return to that thing that was distressing you. It's the same thing with the hog going back and wallowing, back to the wallowing, back into the mud. You can clean a pig up, but they're going to end up back in the mud. Talks about the Bible, dog returning to its vomit. When you get the victory over that thing that distresses you, whether it's an illness, alcoholism, whatever it is, take the victory, put a stick in the ground, take the medal. God brought you through it, and that becomes a placeholder to move on to the next thing, to give you the character and the confidence. But don't let Satan rob you of the victory. He wants you to look on what's not. He wants to look at where you were. He wants you to look at what was before God brought you through it. Don't rob yourself. Don't rob God of the glory. Don't let Him pull you back, because He wants you to get depressed and to look at the mess and return to the vomit that you leave behind. Let's go to James chapter 1, 1 through 4 as we conclude this message. James chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. And if you look in your notes, what would be there where it says patience? Endurance or perseverance. It's the same word we were talking about before. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience or endurance. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, completely mature, lacking nothing, and complete. lacking nothing. If you don't allow yourself to claim the victory that God's given you because you want to glory in your victimness, you want glory in the past, you want glory in the vomit that's on the ground, you're not allowing the process to continue. You got to move on. And glory in God perfecting you and allow that work to continue in you. And then we get our reliance more on God, and then we become a person of character, and the type of character that when we're buffeted, we become more and more resilient. More and more resilient that we can take the hits. We maybe couldn't have taken the hits before, but I don't have to go back there. I've got the endurance. I've got the stamina. I got the confidence in God and the hope that's not going to fail. I won't be ashamed of that hope because God's going to come through. Because I've had the victory. We're not talking about claiming the victory and it's not there. You've had the victory, but you won't claim it. Move past it. Move on. And allow that confidence to enable you to move forward to the next battle that somebody's going to throw your way. God might test you to improve you. Somebody else might do something that's unfair to you. But you have the confidence God will help you through that too, because He helped you through so many other things. Because don't remember the former misery, remember the former victories. Not the former miseries, the former victories. And move forward off of those that God will help us. And we'll become tighter and more dependent on Him. And place Him continually first. And He provides us with what we need. Let's continue and read verses 5 through 8. And we'll conclude. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach. And it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, and no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. Did God give you the victory or did he not? For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Let's trust God with it all and accept the victories that he gives us. And glory in his victories, not in your victimness. Let's be standing together. Lord, I pray that you would help each one that would hear this message to apply it to their life in a way that you'd have them apply it. I don't know what they're going through, and I'm certainly not going to say what they're going through is not hard. What may be minor for some might be majors for others, because there's in different places in their walk. Some of us that maybe have the victory over that already, help us to have compassion. And we might be hitting a higher hurdle right now. But Lord, help us to celebrate the victories and not the victimness. Because through you we can be victors. And when you bring the victory, help us to move forward. To leave the vomit behind and move forward in victory. And may we hope in you, trust in you, and may we be able to count our blessings, name them one by one, and give us the hope of eternity with you, because we have confidence. We've tested you, not because we've tried you, but we've tested through our lives how you've helped us, and by that we have confidence. Bless us now, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.